AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. More documents marked classified have been found in a Biden residence. CBS's Bo Erickson has the latest.
The admission of these latest documents comes after White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre insisted earlier on Thursday that the search for the classified documents was complete at the president's two homes in Delaware. A federal law enforcement official familiar with the investigation told CBS News that the total number of known documents marked classified is roughly 20, some of which included top secret material found at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C.
In California, the devastating rainfall continues. Governor Gavin Newsom says he knows this is difficult for residents.
The reality is this is just the eighth of what we anticipate will be 9 atmospheric rivers. We're not done. I know there's a point comes in any, challenging time where people are fatigued. I'm very mindful. People are fatigued about evacuation orders.
Several inches of rain in recent days have caused massive flooding and mudslides, and more rain is on the way. The Treasury Secretary has a warning for members of Congress. CBS's Jeff Glor has the story.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the U.S. could hit its $31.4 trillion debt ceiling by Thursday. In a letter to House and Senate leaders Friday, Secretary Yellen asked Congress to raise the debt limit or suspend it. She says if one of these actions are not taken, the Treasury will likely have to take extraordinary cash measures to avert a default until June. Yellen warned a default could cause irreparable harm to the U.S. economy.
Raising the debt limit in a divided Congress is not going to be easy, especially for many Republicans who have already signaled their opposition. Britain's prime minister says the country will send a dozen tanks to Ukraine to help with the war against Russia. The BBC's David Wallace Lockhart has more.
In recent days, Number 10 was making it clear that it wanted to provide further support to Ukraine and that tanks could play a pivotal role in this. This morning, in a call between the prime minister and the Ukrainian president, the confirmation came. The BBC understands that around a dozen Challenger 2 tanks will be sent. Additional artillery systems will also be provided. A Downing Street spokesperson said it was the right time to seize upon Ukrainian victories and intensify support. Rishi Sunak's pledge represents a small proportion of the 300 tanks that Ukraine insists it needs.
China has reported nearly 60,000 COVID deaths since early December. Those numbers still may underestimate the total death toll. Health officials say many of those deaths occurred in hospitals. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job,
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a low of 25. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, 37. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 32. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered showers Monday. Mixed precipitation possible at times on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
Middle of a crowded road, you made the fog go. Yeah. Hurricane there from their 2020 album Libra and Redline. Before that, one of our favorite songs we play all the time here on Max Inc. Radio. Sorry, I'm like this. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker tonight. Terry Barr is off. This is Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker, good evening to you.
How's it going, Jimmy?
Pretty well, man. It's a nice night out. For January, the weather, you can't complain, man. It's really nice out, man.
It is. It's been amazing. It's been warm. And, hey, all that snow is gone. Now I have somewhere new to put all the snow that's about to come.
Space and stuff when it comes to... Not a big yard where all the snow's concerned, that's for sure. Let's see here. It's been a weird week. First of all, today I spent my afternoon watching Bucky play. Whew, they got walloped down in Indiana tonight, Rocker. By 20 points, too. It was an embarrassing loss for the men's basketball team today.
Really? That bad, Jimmy?
It was embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Yeah.
Wow.
But on Wisconsin. Hopefully they do better next week. Rockstar Death Notices is a column in the paper that you used to do. It was probably one of the most popular columns, Rocker. And would have been busy this week. Of course, Lisa Marie Presley died, right?
Yeah.
But before that, the mighty Jeff Beck passed away, dude.
Legendary.
Dude.
And that goes back. I've been a big Jeff Beck fan for a really long time. He died at 78 this past week, and he was a member of the Yardbirds back in 1965, 66. And, of course, he played with Rod Stewart, all kinds of people, Sessions. One of the things that I really love, I would love to tell people to go out, if you haven't watched some great Jeff Beck lately, out on YouTube, go find Live at Ronnie Scott's. It's really a great concert, and there you will see his bass player. And really, over the last decade or so, I've really enjoyed Jeff Beck with his bass player, Tal Wickenfeld. And she's just an amazing, young bass player he took under his wing there and did some amazing concerts. Of course, Vinny Colaiuta on drums from Frank Zappa. Really some great stuff. And recently he had just released his last album, 18, in 2022, with a cover album, actually, with Johnny Depp.
Yeah. I was searching. I don't see any Maximum Inc. Articles on Jeff. You never interviewed him, or
no? I mean, we never had the opportunity to do Jeff Beck. No,
yeah, that's too bad.
Unfortunate.
We're gonna do some Jeff Beck here in a minute. First, Rocker, tell us what's happening on the show tonight. It's packed as always.
Oh my goodness, Jimmy! Tonight, Michael Pan from Leviathan Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He's gonna be here telling us all about how that's going to work with PTSD and veterans and first responders. Harold Davis Jr., he's going to be here. He's new in Madison from New York City. He's going to be playing on the 20th of January at the Cargo Coffee House in Madison. And Iftikhar from up in the Fox Valley, Appleton, they're coming down to Madison. They have a show going on up in Green Lake. And we'll be talking to John Schinke later on tonight. And Jordan Story is in the Devil's Lair live, 9 to 10 p.m. And we're going to hear, we got a lot of stuff we're going to hear and some brand new music from him. And Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. till midnight. So we have a full show, Jimmy.
Super excited about Jordan Story's Devil's Lair appearance.
Jordan, he doesn't play live really that much. So this is,
it's a treat.
It's a special treat. We're going to actually hear him perform live in the Devil's Lair.
844-967-2789 if you want to call up and request a song. If you like that local music stuff. This is not local music, but it's special times. Jeff Beck, Goodbye. Pork Pie Hat on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you.
block my road. There's a highway man, don't you block my road.
Maxi Gridio, We Are Local Music. That is Paul Flipowitz right there from his brand new album, Pier 43, and Angel Face. Rocker, I forgot to mention at the top of the hour, we did a double dip of Cat and a Hurricane. They actually have a show coming up on Saturday, January 21st. At the Majestic Theater, as Cat and a Hurricane presents a queer variety show. It's going to be featuring live music, drag dance, and comedy. It sounds like a really cool show. More information on Cat and a Hurricane social, and of course on the Majestic website as well. Stand by, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Michael Pan is here. We're going to be talking about some jiu-jitsu, get you in shape. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, great food. You can get the full lowdown, see who's playing live there, and the beer menu at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You're listening to local music from... You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, Max Inc. Radio, broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. All over Wisconsin, Wausau, Oshkosh, Waukesha, Richland Center, I hear. How you guys doing, everybody? Jimmy K and Rocker, Terry Barr is off tonight. And Rocker, you're here to say hello to our first guest of the night.
Jimmy, our next guest is a friend of the show, and we've known Michael Pan for years, whether it was volunteering for Max Inc., providing security backstage for Atwood Fest, or on stage with his own bands as a drummer and guitarist. Michael is also an armed services veteran. Please welcome to the show radio voice musician and veteran Michael Pan.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate it.
It's great to see you, man.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I love the old Max Inc. radio days when you were volunteering.
Yeah, I've got that voice. I remember the first time I met Rocker, I was walking up to the Wisco. I was on my phone, and he stopped me, and he said, "Hey, man, did you know you have a voice for radio?" And I said, "Hey, man, did you know you have a face for radio?" Nah, I'm just kidding.
Hey, I'm not in that band.
Nice.
Michael, we just heard a few things about you, but for our listeners who aren't familiar with Michael Pan, fill us in on your backstory.
Well, so when I was young, about 22 years old, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with my life. And I'm, you know, couch surfing, working minimum wage jobs. And I'm like, you know, I can't live like this. So I figured I could use some discipline and some direction in life. So, you know, hey, why not join the Army and be all I can be? You know, I'll tell you this much. I don't regret it. I wouldn't do it again. I'm going to tell you another thing. After you've been in the armed forces, you can never be the same person you were, and you'll never see the world in the same capacity that you once did prior to. And that's just the reality of what serving the armed forces is, and it's not for everybody. The civilian world is a very strange place to come back to, and it's a very lonely existence at times. You miss being with your unit, you miss being with your brothers in arms, and that's why we need communities that bring veterans together, because it's so therapeutic, and it's a reassuring presence that we often lack.
You know, we're going to talk about a little bit of post-traumatic stress disorder here in a little bit.
But sure.
You and I have talked many a times over dogs and a drink, and PTSD has come up with your situation.
Oh, certainly.
And, you know, what I don't know what to ask as far as that, but
that's all right.
What are you doing now to kind of cope with that and to kind of put yourself at ease?
Well, you know, for me, so a lot of veterans, when they get out, especially combat veterans, or anyone who's, you know, been through boot camp, you know, we're conditioned to assess threat level wherever we are. So we're constantly kind of scanning, looking at doorways, exits, what have you, without meaning to. A lot of us do not like people walking behind us. So we'll purposely, like when I go to a restaurant, you know, they'll try to sit me wherever. And I'm like, hey, do you guys mind if I sit over here? And that's true with a lot of veterans, and it's kind of awkward, but
giving yourself the easy out.
Right. And just know where people are and you know, what the conditions consist of surrounding me.
Strategic positions.
Yeah, exactly. So fast forward to now, why you're here, and martial arts, in particular,
jiu-jitsu
has really helped you.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu has been a mainstay in my life. It's something I do... Jesus, sometimes 7 days a week, at least five. And the reason that it's so therapeutic for me, not only the veteran community, but just the jiu-jitsu community in general, it's kind of like a family. It really is. You get to know people on a very, you know, personal level when, you know, their butt's in your face.
Is that what jiu-jitsu is about? I thought it was just a rock band.
No, sorry. To be fair, I mean, you're in close quarters with somebody. It was very awkward at first. You know, I wasn't used to, you know, being in someone's guard, laying on someone. But here's the thing. Initially, when you're a white belt, you're kind of just operating from a very almost primitive level of, oh my God, this person's trying to choke me, and you know, you don't know what you're doing, so you just kind of spaz out and try to, you know, get out of that situation. Almost very reptilian-minded. What jiu-jitsu does is it allows you to be exposed to a situation where you're, in theory, under attack. But the more you do it, the more you just assess the situation, calm your mind, and then see what your options are in terms of solving the puzzle. And now, because I've been doing this for about 4 years, I'm not huffing and puffing. I'm not flexing every muscle in my body and my brain isn't freaking out. And the thing with people that suffer from PTSD is they're always on high alert. It affects the amygdala, the part of our brain that says, oh my God, this is a threat. And when people that suffer from PTSD, the amygdala can't discern if it's a real threat or a perceived threat. So if there's something triggering, even though it's benign, our brains don't know that. So it will kind of induce either a flashback or a panic attack. But jiu-jitsu is something that brings it all down. It's very grounding. But unfortunately, so are drugs and alcohol.
Mm. Yeah, there's always those pitfalls. Let's kind of jump here to what you're doing with this training now.
Sure.
And helping other people, like first responders who are going through the
police PTSD, officers. Police absolutely.
Officers. Yeah.
Well, let's jump to police officers. Obviously, I'm going to say they don't get the credit that they deserve. They face dangers practically on a daily basis. There's been a lot of bad press. Obviously, the whole George Floyd thing. They're cast in a bad light, and it's not fair. Anyone who goes into that field of work, they don't do it for the money. They're there to serve their community. It's a very selfless, thankless job, very high stress. You know, we're going to utilize jiu-jitsu because it's known as the gentle art. You can subdue somebody without harming them, without leaving a mark on them, in a matter of seconds. And I'm a proponent of subduing someone without, obviously, lethal force. Hopefully that's a last resort. But also for our police officers, it also is a therapeutic means of them dealing with that type of stress. And police officers all the time are going to be diagnosed with PTSD with some of the situations that they have been exposed to and subjected to.
I would imagine it's not just police officers, but probably
first responders. Yeah, firefighters, EMTs,
yeah. Anybody that would deal with.
Believe it or not, even tow truck drivers that have to show up because, you know.
Well, I mean,
the AAA guy.
No, the things can start popping off.
Yeah, I don't think it's geared toward any one profession. I think anybody has post-traumatic stress disorder. So let's. We're kind of running a little short here on time.
That's all right.
Michael Pan joins us here, and you're going to tell us about the dojo,
yeah,
the local business out in Sun
Prairie.
Well,
there's a couple of them. I'm going to touch on the one in Stoughton, is Stoughton BJJ, and it is the head instructor is also a veteran with 13 years in service. He's a wonderful man. His name's Joseph Miller, and he is one of my primary instructors, and he's been a mainstay in my life. And I have to admit, without him, without jiu-jitsu and therapy, I don't know if I'd be here. I've struggled mightily, but have also, you know, climbed mountains to be where I'm at mentally today. Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu is in Sun Prairie, right off of Highway 19 behind Gus's Diner. They're owned and operated by a younger couple. Robert is our head coach, who's a black belt. If you're a black belt in jiu-jitsu, you have put thousands of hours of time in the mat.
No doubt.
You're kind of a big deal. And I'm a large, strong man, but rolling with him, it's just child's play for him. They're, you know, veterans supportive community. There are three of us that attend, and when veterans get together, there's a spark that happens. We kind of come back to our roots, and there's a lot of kind of ribbing each other, friendly banter that happens, and it's kind of refreshing.
And talk about some of the services or some of the classes that are offered at Leviathan Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Jiu-Jitsu, yeah. Try saying that again, Jimmy. Jiu-Jitsu.
I need to have more vodka, I think.
Yeah, I think you do. They are open 7 days a week. There's kids classes are Monday through Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. There is an open mat on Sunday from noon to 2 for anybody to just come in. It's free. You sign a waiver that says, you know, this is of my own volition, and, you know, if I get hurt, I'm not going to see you guys. I've been doing jiu-jitsu for over 4 years. I have never once been seriously injured. I have never once even accidentally injured anybody else other than a knee to the nose, which is a slightly bloody nose, nothing broken. And my buddy was like, hey, dude, no big deal. It's an accident. Get out there. I swear by it. Jiu-jitsu saves lives. I'm living proof.
And I've witnessed that over the years I've known you, Michael, that's for sure. If people want to get more information about Leviathan Bazillion, how do we do that?
Well, you can just do a basic Google search, Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu Sun Prairie, or Leviathan, let me think, Leviathan dot, oh boy, shoot.
It could probably Leviathan, just Google, Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had it here, but if you just Google Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu, it will in Sun Prairie, it will show up.
And real quick, we'll close this out, talk about suicide awareness, because I know that's very true to your heart, and talk about your experience with that and how it can help other people.
You know, unfortunately, there's an epidemic of suicide within our veteran community. Since 2001, there have been 30,000 veteran suicides, as opposed to 7,000 casualties due to the conflict, you know, in Afghanistan and Iraq. That is a staggering, staggering number that needs to be addressed, and there needs to be more awareness regarding this issue. And I'm hoping that, you know, the communities will take note of this and come together and provide more opportunities to just spread the word and offer veterans who are struggling an opportunity to have a community, an understanding, empathetic community that will not judge, is unconditional in their support. And I'm starting to see that happen more and more, thank God.
If someone is struggling and needs some help, what's the best resource they can
reach out to? They can dial 988 and then press 1. That is the suicide kind of 911. Or they can call the Veteran Suicide Hotline. I don't know what that number is off the top of my head, but 988 is going to get you connected immediately. Otherwise, you know, if somebody is in a crisis, they can always go to the local VA hospital emergency room, where they will, you know, undergo an intake and then, you know, do an overnight in the mental health ward with professionals who are going to assess their situation and provide a treatment plan.
Michael, I really appreciate you coming in tonight.
Yes, sir.
This is kind of a heavy interview.
It is, but
I think it's important.
Very important.
That's why we had you in. We appreciate your perspective on this, and we appreciate what you're doing to help other people.
Sure.
With your personal experiences, no less.
Yeah. I really appreciate you guys. I've known you for quite some time, and we sure had a good time doing the Jimmy K Show. And, of course, Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Record that one, Jimmy.
Hey, real quick, what are you doing these days for music?
Musically, of course, I'm working with Brian Martinez and Dave Wyatt. We're doing the Tool tribute because, of course, as we know, my dear friend, baby brother, Derek Brady, God rest his soul, I was asked to fill in for him on guitar, which is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Yeah. Wow.
But it made me a better musician. Brian was so instrumental in encouraging me because I didn't think I could do it. And he's like, no, I believe in you. So after hours and hours of playing and actually, you know, playing till my fingers bled, quite literally, I played the High Noon, and killed it.
Yes.
Also working with a band in my hometown called Ichabod, I play drums for, and we're kind of a stoner rock thing. Really cool.
Nice. Ichabod.
Yeah. Ichabod. Like Ichabod Crane.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, open mics.
Headless Horseman.
And I'll play some oldies, you know, some Beatles, Johnny Cash, CCR at some of the senior centers and open mics. The seniors love it. In fact, real quick story, I played some Otis Redding, who actually unfortunately perished here in Lake Monona via plane crash. I played Dock of the Bay at one of the senior centers.
I bet they love it.
The staff came up to me and they said, hey, we just want to tell you there's a gentleman here that is elderly. He has not spoken a word in over a year, but we saw him singing along to your song. So music, it helps. It helps, right.
It's the healing power.
A different part of the brain that's stimulated by music.
Soothes the soul.
Indeed.
All right, Mike. Hey, man, thank you so much. Michael Pan.
Absolutely, Jimmy.
Thanks for coming in tonight. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And this song is for you. I mean, I think you were in this band, right?
This is Derek solo. I was in his other band, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Wings of Our Dreams on Mass Inc. Radio.
Thank you, sir.
To Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The best is yet to come. grass and that stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. Mark Antony looked down on Caesar's body. He said, "Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I did not come here to praise Caesar. I came here for sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. George Washington, he never crossed the Delaware. There was no midnight ride for Paul Revere. Ben Franklin never discovered electricity. They were too busy looking for sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. Charles Dickens gave us Great Expectations. Shakespeare gave us Hamlet and King Lear. Dostoevsky gave us Crime and Punishment. Who the hell is gonna give us sex and beer? Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. Sing it so I can dance. Sex and beer. Suburbs to the country, from the southern to the northern hemisphere, they're holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold in. Sex and beer, sex and beer. Take away my pride and my dignity, gone. They can use up all my blood and sweat and tears, used. They can take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer are the things we like round here. We like sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. The mighty Pat McCurdy there, Sex and Beer. Possibly one of my favorite songs of all time. Mascot Theory, you've heard of that. The best is yet to come. That's brand new music from them. Jimmy K and Rocker with you on a Saturday night. We're pretty excited about the new still growing Civic Media network of radio stations. And we're doing something big to celebrate. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway. This is your chance to work with our Civic Media sales team and create a radio advertising campaign to promote your business for free. Now, there's application on the website, and the only way you could do it is on Thursday, January 26th, starting at 9 a.m. The website is civicmedia.us/million, civicmedia.us/million. Go there Thursday, January 26th, and sign up and get your piece of the $1 million advertising giveaway. And make sure you put Max Inc. Radio as the referral part, because the more we do that, the better.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha.